It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Home. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us on this finally fabulous Friday. In the studio with us is Outreach Coordinator, Marketing Outreach?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's Chase Baker from the library. He's with us today, and so good to see you. Thanks. I was sick last week, and Chase was supposed to be here, and thank you for coming in and making it up, because there is so much going on.
Fall always at
the library is always busy anyway, and you guys have made some changes. We're running a news story right now about the Google Libraries Lead with Digital Skills Initiative.
Yeah.
You guys are part of that.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit about that, about obtaining the skills you need to enter or re-enter the workforce.
Exactly.
For those folks that are looking to get back into that, you guys will be doing that. From reading to babies to yoga.
Yep.
You got it all.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what's going on, Chase.
Yeah. So it's fall, and you know, we always do our literary series in the fall, but we're kind of revamping it this year.
Really?
Yeah. So if you've been in the library recently, you'll have seen our hearth area, our fireplace area.
Mm-hmm.
We've rearranged that a little bit. And so now it's a much more open space, and we're going to start holding programming over there.
Neat.
And so during our literary series, actually coming up next week, we have the founding era kind of community forum, and we're going to have a panel of experts on the Constitution, on the founding era, and we're going to basically have a community forum at the hearthside where you can talk to these experts and talk to about the founding of the United States.
My husband just took the citizenship test.
Yeah.
And by the way, not easy. 100 questions you have to study, and there were several. Several, and I mean probably a quarter of them, that I had no idea.
I know.
I had no idea how little I know about American history and governmental history.
Right.
That's fascinating and wonderful.
I
encourage everybody to get involved with that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And there's so much other stuff with the literary series as well. We'll have a kind of a program on the Ozarks, and we'll have some authors that have written books on the Ozarks.
Great.
Coming in and presenting their works and answering questions and stuff like that. That'll be at the hearthside as well. And then we're also going to have some workshops by some, we have a local author, Talia Tate Borner. She's a blog writer, and she's going to do a blogging workshop and an immersion writing workshop.
Neat.
And then we have a poet from U of A. He's a professor there, and he's going to be coming and doing poetry readings and a poetry workshop, and it's going to be really cool.
You guys have so much going on, and things that really do spark interest.
Exactly.
And that is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
You also have, tell me about coloring all day, Color Me Happy. Tell me about that.
So Color Me Happy and the community coloring are our always on activities for the month of September. And so we have these activities that for people that they can't make it to our regular programming, the scheduled stuff, they can come in anytime. And we have these coloring tables set up that everybody can contribute to. It's this big table with these intricate designs that we have colored pencils. You go in, color a piece while you're there and contribute to the community art.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I just saw on the news the other night that some of the toys that are up to be put into the Toy Hall of Fame, one of them is the coloring book.
Really?
I cannot believe it's not already there. And why isn't it? Matchbox Cars was another one. But coloring is so good for the mind and the psyche.
Mm-hmm.
It calms children.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great way to engage children who are maybe upset or stressed out. And us adults, I'm telling you, it's a great stress reliever. I started doing it last year myself.
Oh, yeah. They have these adult coloring books now that
they're
just
beautiful.
Fantastic.
I made bookmarks for everybody one year.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us what else you got going on.
Yeah. And so we were talking about the Libraries Lead with Digital Skills Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's this amazing thing going on by Google and the ALA, the American Library Association, and the PLA, the Public Library Association. They've all partnered together to kind of get libraries involved in building the workforce.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they have classes for kind of workforce development for individuals. They have small business classes. We're focusing on the individuals, and we're holding programming with these resources from Google to kind of help people enter or re-enter the workforce. Mm-hmm. So you have college students that they have their skills ready, they just don't have a resume built up, or they don't know how to look for jobs online. And we're going to show how they can do that using Google's resources like Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just really giving them the skills to find a job.
Yeah. And if you don't understand what we're talking about, go to this workshop.
Exactly.
Because you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me on that.
It helps so much. And we're having these workshops. It's going to be one workshop a week for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then the first one is on the 17th this month.
Great.
Yeah, that's next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then every Tuesday after that, for 3 weeks, we're going to hold a different workshop, the first being an overview of Google Drive, and you'll see all the different applications that come under that, and they're all free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the awesome thing about it, is you don't have to have Microsoft Word or Office or anything like that.
Right.
You can use Google's.
Google is free.
It's
we
an
use
alternative.
It here.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
It is. It's,
yeah.
it's a huge resource that people
oh, yeah.
don't know how to use.
Yeah, Google Docs is basically Microsoft Word
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of stuff. And so the second program is going to be about Google Sheets and using the job search. And going on Google's job search, it's basically Indeed, but within Google's search engine.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to sign up for Indeed. You don't have to go through that whole
process.
You
don't have to go through that.
Yeah. And so basically we're going to teach them how to search for a job and then use Google Sheets to track the job's progresses.
That's great.
Yeah.
And these are actually skills they may have to use in the job
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
So there you
using
go.
Using a spreadsheet, you're going to have to use a spreadsheet.
Going to have to learn how, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to tell you, but every business I've ever worked at
yep.
uses spreadsheets for something.
Exactly.
You know, and calendars, Google Calendar. And
yep.
They all work together.
Yeah.
So this is – that's – fabulous.
Yeah.
What a step up in getting back into the workforce or
right.
entering the workforce.
Exactly.
What else can we wrap up with today, Chase?
So just a quick heads up, the library lovers. Yes. Anybody who would like to start making monthly donations to the library, instead of doing one donation at a time, you can split it up into monthly donations. And if you donate at least $10 per month,
mm-hmm.
you get this awesome stainless steel library lovers mug.
Nice.
It's beautiful. And it's right there. It's a value in itself.
Yeah.
Because those things are expensive.
Yes, they are.
And so you get this free mug, water bottle, stainless steel with library lover engraved on it. And it's just a great way to support the library.
It is. It's a sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And those sustainerships are so much easier.
Yes.
To make those donations, have it automatically withdrawn.
Exactly.
You know, whether it's $5, $1, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the $10 level, you get this wonderful gift.
Right.
And you know that you're supporting our wonderful library.
Exactly.
The Donald W. Reynolds Library, serving Baxter County. Chase, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. That'll wrap it up for the week. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.